Welcome to DT Talks Mad Monday podcast. It's the 22nd of January, which makes it not quite a Monday. Now, this time, we talked to Brett Fishpool. He's coach of the Tuners, and he won about $2 million last year in Dream Team. He's an absolute champion. We look at the opening dates. We look at who we would pick first. We look at a player of difference, and we also talk about what the boys have been up to in the preseason.
DT's all right with me. DT's all right.
Oh, yeah. I'm Roy. I coach Destroy. This is Warnie.
Coach of the Wanderers.
And this is Calvin.
Coach of the Calvinators.
And we're here at a pretty exciting time. Pre-season's really heating up, Warndog. We've got some key dates.
We do have some key dates, and it is exciting because AFL Fantasy, it's going to be open on Friday, the 24th. So some people might be listening to it on Friday. Open on Friday, 24th. Very, very, very exciting because it's all new.
Yeah, it is all new. So you really need to get in there and have a look around. Obviously, sign up and, pick your team.
Now, stay tuned because we're going to be chatting live. So, just before it opens, stay tuned to the site and we'll let you know when that's going to be. But, yeah, we will be chatting.
And that's going to be official, Calvin, because you're coming under a new name, aren't you?
I am.
Us as a crew.
I am. We're going to be chatting as the Traders.
The Traders. So
with a D.
The Traders with a D, definitely. So, that's all happening. And, thank you to all the nice people that have said nice things about our little new job that we've got as such. But
it'd be a 10-to-1 ratio, wouldn't it? 10 good ones, one negative?
Yeah, pretty much.
pretty much. So thanks very much for the nice feedback there. But the good news is for everybody is that DT Talk will obviously still be continuing, and there's going to probably even be some even better content this year than what there has been in the past, so get around that. We haven't spoken since before Christmas, so there's a fair bit's happened. What was one of the big things you saw happen there, Destroy?
Well, the real Dream Team is up and about, and that's ready to go next week, isn't it?
Yeah, so virtual sports, all the politics of it was basically virtual sports aren't doing the official game anymore, so they've gone out on their own and releasing Dream Team, or the real Dream Team as they're calling it, which is opening up next week, I think, by the sounds of it. Things for that probably being pretty much the same as what it has been in the past. There's not too much different apart from the whole two trades per week came in last year. Mm. And so they're going without that. They're going to go and bring that down to 30 trades. And I think that's probably most of the stuff that really is different to what we've seen before. So that'll be exciting to check out.
Yeah, they're bringing in some, I read about a couple of new features they're bringing in that look pretty fun. So you'll have to get in next week and have a look at that as well.
It's going to be a great year, I think, for fantasy football fans.
Enough of the politics, enough of this hoo-ha. Right, let's get into it. You open up your team,
yep.
Your fantasy team, and you look at it. Who is going to be the first guy you click on, Troy?
Well, the guy that I tried to nominate for pig stats last year, I was probably well denied because he didn't have the best finish to the season, but Dane Beams is underpriced and my first pick as soon as I go in there. Not even going to just start on defenders if that's where it goes automatically.
I do that.
I'm going midfield Beams.
Well,
you heard it first here.
All right, well, for me, I do normally actually click someone in the back line, but I'm actually thinking I like to go for value. I do like to just find value picks straight up.
You're a tight ass.
Because you've got to build your side around that. And I think my first one is going to be a bloke that burnt me badly last year in all forms of the game.
Sylvia?
No.
Grimes?
No. Aaron Sandilands.
John Cox.
Oh, yeah, dickheads. Yes, Sandilands the weak ass shit. He will be coming into me because I think he's just too good of value to ignore at the moment. And old mate, who's his bloody ruck back up? That Griffin bloke? Didn't he hurt himself at the Falls Festival?
Someone was getting passed around the mush pits.
Yeah, so he's going to be my first pick. He probably won't actually be because he's in the rucks, but he is.
Do you work your way down, do you?
I normally do. I like to just click on the back, then I'll probably scroll down. Who will I find in the back line? Suckling could be close.
There's a function. You'd be close if you were going to start in the back line.
You can click on the side and actually click on ruck and it'll take you straight to it.
And you know that, do you?
I'm assuming. I don't know. What am I, a scientist?
Yeah. All right. So, yours?
Well,
of course.
Start at the top. If you're building a pyramid, you start at the bottom and you work your way to the top. But this is, I call a reverse pyramid, so you start at the top and you work your way down.
Yeah, right? Well played.
Good work, Homer Simpson.
Right.
Right.
Got to start with Swanee.
Why?
Because you don't get one Swan, you get two.
There are a lot of people out there talking about not starting with Swan this year.
He's underpriced. He's underpriced based on what he's done over like the last two or three years.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, I would love to just squeeze in somehow. And you're obviously going to have to make big sacrifices in other lines. But I would love to start with Swan, Ablett and Steve Johnson. How good would that be?
I think that would be very, very nice to do. But will many people be able to do that?
Well, I reckon the biggest problem is there is so much value in the midfield, like fallen premiums, that you don't want to miss out on any of those.
Are you going to have more money in your salary cap like you've had in previous years?
Well,
you know how they know how they give you extra money because you're Roy?
Yeah, well, seeing there's been a slight change of hands, there's new negotiations.
Is there?
Yeah.
How's that going at the moment?
Oh, well, we're,
Well, he's just got the three most. He's got the three most expensive players on.
I know.
His.
I want to see his other lines as well. Yeah.
Let's just say I haven't ruled it out.
Yeah, that will be very interesting to look at to see what people start with. I think even in the midfield, you do think about your actual eighth midfielder could possibly even be a pretty decent player with all the value that's there if you spend your money without going too big, I reckon. Calvin, what's next, mate?
Player of difference. In your team, you need a guy that's going to be a little bit unique, a little bit different from...
A pod.
Point of difference. Player of difference.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, let's get to it. Roy, who are you looking at as a guy that not many other teams are going to have, but you're locking him in first up?
Well, despite my experience last year with Toby Green and Dane Zorko, and I swore I would never go somewhere in their second year again, I cannot help but consider Tom Mitchell.
Good call.
He was just amazing, and to be available in the forward line, I just can't take my eyes off him at the moment. Now, technically, he has been in the system that extra year as well, hasn't he? So maybe I can trick myself into thinking he's not really second year. It's more like a third year breakout he's coming into.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm. I like that. Well, I'm going to go one of your boys, Roy, and that is Brandon Ellis. Now, a lot of people don't like him because he's lost his defender tag, but just quietly, as a straight mid, he has a lot of value there to offer. Like we've seen some massive scores from him in the past. He smashed out even 150s and stuff before. He did wear the vest a bit, and so I did some calculations, and it ended up being that he averaged 98 without the vest, and he's priced at well under 80, like about 20 points less than
79,
that.
79,
so it's like that's value in itself, and one of those, like we were just saying before, those value mids, he could be one of those, and he's not going to get a vest anymore. He's away from the tags, you'd think, and...
Oh, for sure. Now, having... owned him last year. If I didn't have my boy already Tom Rockliffe. He would be
a contender. It's been about 7 or 8 minutes, and this is the first time we've heard the word.
He would be a contender. Ellis, I would like to put my boy status on him. But
fair enough.
You know.
And Calvin, who is your pod?
Mine's Lobby.
Who?
Lobby. Lobby.
Oh my God.
I don't know how to say his
Lobby.
Lobby.
Anyway, the Port Adelaide ruckman, he's priced an average of 81. He came home like an absolute train.
And he's a tackling machine.
He is, well, he averaged 104 in his last seven. And last year he had one game where he had 11 tackles and another game where he had 15
it's
tackles.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Mm. Massive.
So he's going to be, well, a guy that I look at early, maybe to sit alongside a Sandy. Yeah, that's something I'm going to do first up.
Well, boys, earlier on, before you got here, actually, I had a bit of a chat on the phone to one of the greatest Dream Team coaches going around. Well, fantasy coaches in general. He had a massive year last year. There was the game, the Centrebet game, that was worth 70 grand. He won that.
What?
He came second in Dream Team last year. He won the sports bet competition.
He's a millionaire.
Well, God, he did pretty bloody well. So I caught up with the coach of the Tuners just before. All right, now I have got one of the most successful AFL fantasy coaches of 2013 on the phone. We've got Brett Fishpool, the coach of the Tuners. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Warnie. How are you, mate?
Yeah, cruising along all right. It's a big pre-season at the minute, and you are one of the most successful coaches of last year because you probably walked away with more money than anyone else did in the competition.
Yeah, I was pretty lucky the way that things turned out in the end, so I managed to have a couple of good collects playing a bit of something that I consider you know, one of my favourite pastimes, really.
Yeah, so the big one for you was that you took out the Centrebet competition, the fantasy comp there, and that was worth 70 grand, and I think you got a weekly along the way. So, yeah, how'd you go with the cash, and what have you done with it?
You know, I had a little bit of a play with a bit of it, but on the whole, I've been pretty responsible. You know, I've got a wife and kids, so done something with the mortgage and a few bits and pieces, but I might try to go on a holiday halfway through this year, I dare say, and use a bit of it there.
Well, this year will be a big one, so if you do it during the footy season, make sure you probably spend a little bit of cash on a nice tablet or something to take along so that you can get your teams all sorted.
Yeah, so that's probably the hardest thing with going away on holidays footy season. I didn't do it last year. Might be one of the reasons why I did so well.
All right, so in other games, how did you go across the board? I think AFL Fantasy and the Dream Team comp last year, you ended up pretty high as well.
Yeah, I snuck in the second behind Hook. I was pretty lucky in the last round. A few things went my way with a few of the boys chasing him hard. So that was pretty good. It got me over the line in the prospectus group. So finished first in the sports bet comp, which is another one that's based along the old fantasy lines from Dreamtown.
Yeah, so as we said, the most successful coach. And I reckon this year is going to be, well, are you going to be able to back it up?
There's obviously going to be a bit of pressure there, but look, I'll give it a bit of a go. There's no point playing if you're not going to play for the top prize. That's the way I've always played it, so I think I'll do the same thing again this year.
Exactly right. Some of your mates probably won't want you to be in their leagues next year because they won't be any chance.
It's funny you say that, actually. I've never won a grand final in any of my leagues.
Oh, really?
I tend to be one of the higher finishing coaches each year, but I don't tend to win many grand finals.
Yeah, that happens to me as well. A year that my best year in Dream Team, I couldn't win. I don't think I ever made my prelim that year, and I finished in the top 20, so it was pretty tough work. All right, now let's think about this year. Have you done any thinking already on stuff for this season? Have you got any players locked away or people that are high on your watch list?
I think I've got, looking at a few of the teams that are floating around the place, on the drawing board and stuff like that, I've got pretty similar ideas to other people. Probably the defence rookies are a bit weak, so I've gone pretty heavy in the defensive area. I do like the midfield for the value that's in there. That's something that I've gone against each year. I generally go with the big three, your Swan, Ablett, Pendles and those guys, but this year I'm seriously considering not starting with any of them in there.
Wow, yep.
Forwards, there's probably a bit of value in those forward rooks, so you can get away with maybe having three of the big boys and then take a few hits with who else you get on your field and on your bench. But probably the key, I think, is going to be the rucks this year. I do not know which way I'm going to go at the moment.
Yeah, I think the rucks they'll be one of the most interesting positions. And I think, well, I don't want to say it'll make or break, but I think it'll really we'll find a fair bit of uniqueness across some teams there. And making the right choices at the end of the day could be a bit of a difference there.
I think, the few different comps, it's certainly going to be, Sandy's probably a good option in AFL fantasy, but if he goes down early in the real dream team, it might be a bit difficult to cover him. So just working on a few different, whether I go two different strategies in those two different comps is one of the big things that I've got to think about.
Yeah, so you've had a bit of success, well, last year with both competitions. So how do you think we play a game with the sort of unlimited trades, your two trades per week in AFL Fantasy, compared to the salary cap games that also have, well, then limited trades where most of those are sitting on 30?
I think, you can probably be a bit more adventurous in who you're bringing in. You might be sort of 50-50 on guys. So one guy in particular, I reckon, is Shane Savage. AFL Fantasy, I might actually look at him to start with. He's got a nice, easy draw, and he's got the beautiful round 10 buy, so he just might be someone that you can step up to someone else at a stage through there, through your buy rounds. In terms of the real dream team, I don't know whether I'd actually go with him. I tend to make it a rule in my midfield that if I'm going to have guys, I want them to be in there at the end of the year, or to be sort of the rookies that you can generate a bit of cash and move them along. So that's probably the area. It's just a bit more adventurous with the AFL fantasy, the way that it is. Centrebet last year, they had limited trades in that, so that's probably where I was a bit successful. I got a good starting group and was able to sit on those guys and run them through the year. Had a bit of a injury mishap in the middle of the year, but turned it around from there. But they tend to be, the comps where you've got those limited trades where you've got to be really, really selective in who you're putting inside at the start.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, thank you very much for your time. Very, very informative stuff. We might have to chat to you during the season to get some tips, especially when we'll be struggling. We know that you are one of the best coaches going around, so you might be able to help us out.
No, that sounds great, mate. Happy to help you boys anytime. You've checked your site out over the last few years, certainly, and best of luck to you guys for this year and your next endeavours.
Cool. Thank you very much. And, well, let's hit this preseason hard because it's not that long until round one, and I'm sure that there's plenty of names on your little bit of fantasy paper at the moment. We need to try to get those down to 30 as quickly as we can. Have a good preseason.
Sounds good, mate. You too. Thanks, Wayne.
Cheers. Big thanks there to Brett. Hopefully he does just as well this year. I reckon his wife would be pretty happy now with the time that he spends on his fantasy sides because, well, just quietly, all that money would be pretty handy.
I reckon. Now, coming out on a date that I don't know. Who knows the date?
What's that for?
The footy record.
Oh, the footy record.
That's get your footy record.
The AFL record will be out on Feb 7. And apparently, it's going to be better than any other year.
It's probably the best magazine on the shelf.
Why would that be, Calvin?
Because we wrote it.
The Traders.
The Traders with a D. We wrote in it. And it's some of the best work I think we've probably ever done.
Yeah, it's good.
Definitely. We actually took a fair bit of time with
it. We actually did take it.
Try to get stuff right. And hopefully the team that we put together there, Calvin, is a little bit better than old Mr. Fantasy's efforts in the past.
Well, that's it. It was tough to do, though, because we did it probably 2 weeks ago. It's tough to do, but the team's quite solid. And we looked at it the other day just to double-check it, and we were quite happy with it.
Yeah, it's good. And it's a sample team. It's not supposed to be the best team in the world, but
I will have the best team in the world.
It will, and I think we've got to keep some cards close to our chest along the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's, yeah, pretty good team. Roy did have the most input into it. Who ended up being that second midfielder, Roy?
Oh, Rocky. Walked into the team.
A little bit disappointed that the C wasn't on him.
Oh, yeah, I was actually.
Yeah, I had a little protest. Who got the C when you buy your footy record.
Yes, it will be a very, very good team and that sort of thing. All right, well, boys.
Sorry.
Well, we can't give away.
Did we pick him?
Did we pick him?
I don't know.
No, you do know.
I do know.
Yeah, all right. So, AFL Fantasy, the games there are opening up very soon. So, what was formerly known as Dream Team is called AFL Fantasy Classic this year. So we'll be working very hard towards that and hopefully helping you out along the way in our role as the traders on afl.com.au. Some cool things about the game, you can have unlimited leagues in that this year.
Yeah, so what does it all mean, Basil?
You can have unlimited leagues, so you can go in as many as you want. And I think there's stuff like, well, there might even be some good celebrity coaches to add to your leagues this year.
Do you reckon I can add a person called Troy?
Well,
stop saying this thing.
What?
Stop saying Troy. Boy. I've got a fresh start. I need to be known as Roy.
Yes, I think you might be able to add Roy in. And lots of other cool things. Heaps of cool new features that we've seen. And we'll all know that on Friday. A big part of it will be the match day games. So look out for those. There's going to be a lot more of those during this year with plenty of prizes to win with that. So, yes, it's going to be an exciting time. Make sure you tune in, check it out, and all of that.
Get your footy record!
Your AFL record, Calvin.
AFL record!
That's it. All right, thanks for listening, guys.
See ya.
Bye. See ya.